Okay, so Menyana de Yoma, we have the Gemara in Chavtes Amid Aleph, the second line from the top. And hopefully we'll use this opportunity to review Chamisha Dvar Miras Avosena V'Tisha B'Av to be able to discuss a little bit about Tisha B'Av, not only as a day of Tainus and a day of Avelus and a day of Moed and a day of Aninus, as we have discussed, and a day of Tshuva, but a catalyst as well. B'Tisha B'Av nigzar avosenu shalei kansu l'aretz minalan d'chsiva hi b'chodesh harishon b'shana ha'shenis b'echa v'chodesh hukam ha'mishkan v'amar ma'ar shana rishona sa Moshe sa mishkan shniya heki Moshe sa mishkan v'shalach miraglim u'ksiva hi b'shana ha'shenis b'chodesh ha'sheni b'eshim b'chodesh n'allah ha'anan me'ala mishkan o'idus. This is just before, but he bin so Aaron, 20th of Iyar, Uksiva, Yisume Har Hashem, Derech Shloshes Yomim, Amr B'chamer Barchanin Oso Yom Saru Me'achari Hashem, Uksiv, Hasafsuf Asher B'kirbo, Hisavu Taiva, Vayashuva Yivku Gambine Yisrael, Uksiv, Ad Chodesh Yomim, so that was another month. And Dahava Lahu Estin V'tartin B'sivan, Uksiv, V'tisager Miryam Shivas Yomim, the Havalu Esrin Vetisha Besivan, Uksiv Shlach Lachan Hashim, Vetanya Besim Vetisha Besivan Shalach Moshe Miraglim. So that would take us through the month of Tammuz to the month of Av. Uksiv Ayeshuva Mitur Aretz Miketz Arbaim Yom, Hani Arbaim Yom Nechichad Havu. Am Rabbaye, no, you have actually 40 full days to the 9th of Av, Tammuz, Da'ishaita, Da'ishasa, rather, Miluye Miluya, Dechsiv, Kara Lai Moed. Lishbor Bachuroi. Ksiva Tisak Haleda Vaithnu Es Kolam Vaivkua Amba Laila Hu Amarabar Biyochanan. That day was, of course, Tisha B'Av. Osa Laila Lel Tisha B'Av. Amarlam Kadosh Baruch Hu Atem Bechisem Bechia Shalchinam Vani Kovea Lachem Bechia Lidoros. Charav Abayis Birishona Dechsev. ובחודש החמישי בשבע לחודש ישנס 19 שנה למלך נבוכדנצר מלך בבל. This is the Malachim account. בא נבוזרדן רב טבחים עבד מלך בבל ירושלים וישרוף את בית השם. That's not the ninth, it's the seventh. וכסיב בחודש החמישי בעשר לחודש ישנס 19 למלך נבוכדנצר. This is the Yirmiyah edition. Banevuzaradan Rav Tabachim Amad Lifnei Melech Babel Yerushalayim Vitani Yefshalomar B'Shiva Sherei Kvar Nemar B'Asor Yefshalomar B'Asor Sherei Kvar Nemar B'Shiva HaKetzad B'Shiva Nichnesu Nachrim Naheichal V'Achlu V'Kilkelu Bo Shvi Shminu Chi Tzamach L'Chashecha. Right now, as we sit, Hetzisu Bo Es Ha'or V'hayadolik v'holich kol hayom kulo shenemar oy lanu ki fana hayom ki inatu tzla le'erev. V'haynu dam Rabbi Yochanan el malei hayisi bosa adar lo kivati v'le ba'asiri. That's Rov. Achari Rabim Lahatos. Rov. M'nei sheruba shel heichal bo nisraf. V'rabana naschelasa de puranusa adifa. We've discussed. It gave us a sense of closure, the ability to move from Aninos to Avelos. Or perhaps it was the most pathetic time. And it gave us that ability to begin to comprehend the scale of the disaster and to begin to be able to move from, in the Ritva's language, Rachem to Nachem. Aschalasa de Puranuso Adifa. Bishnia minala de Tanya Megalagilin Zchus liyom Zakai v'chova liyom Chayav. Amruk Shecharav v'beis HaMikdash b'rishona. Also, Yom Tisha B'Av Haya Motzei Shabbos Haya Motzei Shvius Haisa, and it was the Mishmar of Yoriv, one of the families, the Chavdal of Mishpachos Kahuna. Ve'alavim Hayu Omer Mishira Ve'Omer Malduchanam Mashira Yomim Vayashiv Aleiam Es Onam Uvrasam Yatzmisem. Even though that's not normally the Shir Shal Yom, obviously, although he speak Ulomar the second Yatzmisem Hashem Elokeinu Ad Shabao Nachrim Ukevashim. V'chein b'shniya, again, z'chus al yidei zakai v'chov al yidei chayev, nilka da besar gemara, nechrusha ha'ir, you see the asterisk is also, Nami Gemara. Tanya Ksharav Turnus Rufus Harasha Sahechal Nigzer Agzeral Rabban Gamliel Laharega. They were going to kill off Rabban Gamliel. That was important, of course, because part of the idea of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Yavne v'chachameha, the Asvasal Reb Tzadok, Shoshilasal Reb Gamliel. Ba'adun Echad v'amar v'veis ha-medrash v'amar balachotem mizbakesh, balachotem mizbakesh. The Nasi is requested. There's a death sentence. Shemar Gamliel azal tashal minayu, he went into hiding. This Adon Azal Agabe Bitsina, it's reminiscent of Kotztinori and Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion that we discussed this morning in Arzei HaLevanon. Amar Lai, he said, Yimatzil Nalach, Miyasis Liva Alma Da'ase, will you give me a portion in the world to come? Amar Lohein. Amar Lai Yishtabali, Yishtabale. Salak Ligra, and like Kotztinori into the fire, he jumped off to his death, Nafal the mace. Ugemire de Chigazri Gzerasa Mischad Minayu Mvatli de Gzerasayu. The Gzer against Rav Gamliel was batel through the death of this individual. He martyred himself so that Rav Gamliel would live. The Jewish people would have a direct descendant of David HaMelech from which to rebuild. Ad ki avo shilo velo yikas amim. Yatis Abaskol v'amra Adon zem izuman l'chayu lam haba. Just as the Baskol, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, Yitzayin, and Ches, would say about Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion and Klotzdinori, this too falls under the category of Yeshadam Shekono Lama B'Sha'achas. Here's what I'd like to focus on for a few brief minutes with you. The ending of the Gemara. Tad Rabbana Mishacharav Abayas Birishona Niskabtu Kitos Kitos Shel Pirchei Kuhuna. Maftechos ahechal biyadan alu lagaga hechal v'amr lefana ribunu sholam ho v'lo zachinu liyos gizbarim ne'manim. We were not proper stewards. You maftechos misuros lecha uzirakum klape mala v'yatzisa ke'en pisas yad v'kiblasan mehem v'heim kaftzu. They too jumped to their deaths v'naflu l'sol cha'or. Ve'aleyan konin yishayoa anavi masa gechizayin malachayifo kialisa kulcha ginos teshuos melea yir homiya, cries of the city and shouting kirya aliza chalalayach lo chalalei cherev velo meisei melchama af ha-kadosh baruch hu nemar karker kir v'shuel alahar. Rashi mekonin v'zoik, crying out, Bishvil Har Tzion Sheshamim. Presentation of the Gemara of the Chamisha Dvarim Shiros Avosenu B'Tisha B'Av establishes two critical points. The Rambam always says, Garam Lahem V'Lanu Osan Hatzaros V'Yisvadu Es Avonam V'Savon Avosam. So what is the unique tshuva of Tisha B'Av? What is a mandate that we're given? Well, to use the language of the Pirchei Kahuna, first and foremost, we're all responsible to be gizbarim ne'emanim, faithful stewards. In every generation, the maftechos of the heichal are biyadenu. And more than just the physical Beis HaMikdash, it's a tradition that's been sanctified, and we spent the better part of the day learning about it in martyrdom. And the Maftechos are handed down in every single generation to those who are responsible for the preservation of that tradition, irrespective of the challenges that may arise. Tisha B'Av was established as a yom shehuchpulu botzaros, according to this Gemara, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as a consequence of Bechi Shalchina. Atem Bechisem Bechi Shalchina Mamar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chayechem Ani Koveya Lechem Bechi Aladoros. What is Bechi Shalchina? What is the spiritual pathology from which that emerges? Well, Bechi Shalchina is a sense of entitlement. A person who really has so much to be grateful for, the Be'er, and the Man, and the Anane Kavod, and the Makos that preceded that in the Kriyas Yamsuf, when such a person can't look around and say, my father was born a slave and died a slave. My grandfather was born a slave and died a slave. And my great-grandfather became a slave. When that Dor Revi is incapable of being Makir Tov, Vayinasu osi zeh eser pamim velo shamu bikoli, Im yiru es haaretz asher nishbati lavosam v'chol menatzai lo yiruha. Crying over nothing. Hashem says there's plenty to cry over in this world. You'll experience that. We live in a very entitled time. People feel that the luxuries that we had come to accept as some kind of a right being taken away from us is some horrific act of persecution. When the truth is, in previous generations, they suffered immensely. I'm not speaking about anybody individually, but the idea that it would be a trauma not to have hundreds of people at a bar mitzvah would not quite have registered as a trauma for previous generations, where a bar mitzvah might have been an aliyah. Maybe a Yashar Koach, maybe a Mazel Tov, maybe a piece of herring afterwards, maybe not. When the idea of summer camp was unheard of, people couldn't afford such things, people didn't know about such things. We have to be careful about a Bechi Shalchina. We have to be careful about a sense of entitlement, a sense that I demand that things operate according to the standards that I've become accustomed to. You know, when this all first started, it was very interesting. There was an openness and there was a willingness to question some of this. To question whether we really, really needed some of the opulence that had become de rigueur, completely normal in our community. There was talk of a shift in standards, in norms. And then all of a sudden, the backlash came, and it came in a very powerful language, in the language of mental health. You can't argue with that these days. The backlash was people's social and emotional health. Now, social and emotional health is very important. But we have to be discriminating enough to know what's really necessary, what's important as far as social and emotional health, and what is a bechi shel chinam, what isn't really important, what isn't really necessary. Let's not forget the clarity that our community was able to achieve when this all started. Let's not forget that there was a time when it was clear as day to everybody that changes needed to be made, that we weren't living a healthy lifestyle at a communal level, and that a return to normalcy wasn't a desideratum. Yes, of course, we want to return to normalcy in the sense of yeshiva, in the sense of shul, in the sense of healthy socialization. Yes. Yes. Parnasa, yes. But that same language of social, emotional, psychological health was co-opted so as to justify and the resumption of things that perhaps are not necessities, but luxuries and entitlements. That previous generations who handed us those maftechos would have instantly recognized as luxuries. Each generation receives maftechos from a previous generation. And more than anything else, carrying those keys is a responsibility. Privilege, but mostly a responsibility. And I always think about this image of the Pirchei Kahuna owning up to the fact that somehow they hadn't been Gizbarim Ne'manim. They hadn't kept faith with the standards of previous generations, that they had deviated, that they lacked the clarity to distinguish between necessity and luxury, between authenticity and opulence. I ask myself, what am I teaching my students? Am I communicating values clearly? What's important? What's necessary? And what's superficiality? When the loss of something is real, when there's a bechi shel chinam, when there's an entitlement. This summer, I think I've been the primary beneficiary. She's been so immeasurably enhanced by our limud together. For me, it was an obvious Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, and the wonderful programs that generally exist for enhancing Talmud Torah, for summers which are so critical for growth. Many of them couldn't meet in the regular fashion, so that was reason enough. But there was a more personal reason that I thought it was a responsibility that we should continue our learning. My father did not grow up in a family of means. My father, as soon as he was old enough, worked summers. His father was fortunate. He was an Udmut Salmayesh. The Ribbono Shel Olam decided that he should survive when 96.5% of his fellow Latvian Jews did not. Money they did not have. Yeshiva tuition was very difficult. summer camps were out of the question. My father was outside one day, and his Rebbe, Yeshiva Eitz Chaim Borough Park, if I knew the man's name, I would say it, it'd be Makir Tov, walked by, and he saw him on what used to be called the stoop, for those who've heard the expression. You know, those homes look like in Brooklyn. Sitting there, and asked him what he was doing this summer, and he said something to the effect of not much. He said, "You'll come, you'll learn with me." The Rebbe, when he posed the question, I came to realize after many years, he knew the answer. He knew my father didn't have any money. And he knew that he wasn't going to be in camp as some of the other children might have been. And he asked the question as a way of saying, "I'll take responsibility." Now, he learned with my father that summer. My father, constructive things to do. My grandfather, Zichron Levracha, was very grateful. My father could have a more constructive summer. Like I said, in subsequent years, when he was old enough, he used to go to the textile factory to work with my grandfather, bales of textile. And I wanted to try to pay back a little bit of that debt to that Rebbe this summer. It's a different generation, different standards, different access. But this is the closest I could come. So that man gave my father, just gave, because that was the thing to do. So I'm sure I got a lot more than I gave. But we're part of a tradition. And there are certain maftechos that are passed from each generation to the next. And we all have to be gizbarim ne'manim. We all have to ask ourselves, are we faithful stewards of a tradition that's predicated on Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim, that's sanctified by the principle of Ve'atznei Alacha Asim Elokecha Ve'en Lecha Yafe Min Hatznios? Things done quietly and privately, without fanfare, without show, without ostentatiousness. We have an opportunity right now to reset as a community some basic values. We can't let it slip away. The maftechos are in our hands. Do we learn from this? Do we change from this? Or do we say, "Oh, normalcy, social, emotional, psychological health as a euphemism for we want luxury"? It's interesting. If you read the Gemara carefully that we just learned together, what was the precursor to the Bechi Shel Chinam? Didn't start there. When did they first turn away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It says it explicitly in the Gemara. Hisavut Ava. Hisavut Ava. They wanted more. They wanted more. The Meraglim returned 40 days later. They were ripe for the picking. Didn't start with the Meraglim.
If you read last week's parsha carefully, you see Moshe Rabbeinu, the teacher par excellence. You know the way the story is presented in Parshas Devarim. Moshe Rabbeinu simply says the Meraglim came back and they said the land is a good land. But the people refused to go. But that's not what happened. Go back to Parsha Shlach. 10 of the 12 said, Efes ki az ha'am. But Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them the real truth. They had a choice. And they made that choice. Bechi shel chinam, because they had entitlements. They had entitlements. And it was already clear 40 days before where their heart was at. It's a terrible tragedy. We don't look for those things. There are people dying by the thousands every day. The very least we can do is to try to learn something from it. Life is precious. Health is precious. The opportunity to learn together is precious. The opportunity to daven together is precious. The ability to earn a parnasa is precious. These things are essential. But the entitlements, the bechi shel chinam, that we can do without. That we don't need. Let's all think very clearly what people mean when they say return to normal. What do they really, really mean? Is it really about psychological, emotional health, which is so important? Or is it about returning to a lifestyle that does not represent Torah values from Aleph to Tav? It's hard. It's hard because people have become accustomed. It's hard. But we have an opportunity that will not present itself again to reconsider as a community certain basic priorities. If you could distill the entire Torah down to three values, asos mishpat, to do that which is right, to keep the mitzvos, to refrain from averos, tzedek tzedek tirdof, ahavas chesed, to seize every opportunity to do chesed. Remember, Nachum Ishgamzu, because he said, wait till I get off the donkey, right? Ahavas chesed, there's rizus of chesed. And then number three, v'atznei alecha sim elokecha, to do everything possible to cultivate a lifestyle of humility, of understatedness, in all ways. The collective experience that we have right now is uniquely a zman hakosher to return to those values. Language is powerful. And the drive under the guise of return to normalcy, to justify his avu ta'ava, is something very insidious. We can see the difference. Atem bechisem bechi shalchinam, and he kovei alachem bechi ledaros. Tisha B'Av teaches us to distinguish between things that are worth mourning over, and we have plenty of them now, and things that are a bechi shalchinam. May we all have the wisdom to discern between the two and to merit the title of Gizbarim Ne'emanim. To take these maftechos that previous generations handed to us and understood, and to faithfully steward them on to a next generation that will look to us to teach them the proper lessons of this centennial experience. Shalavichav yagedcha zekeinechav yom brulach. I promise you, each and every one of you will be asked by your children and grandchildren what this was like and what you learned from it. And Yehi Ratzon that we'll be able to answer questions in an appropriate fashion. Not to say, you know, after a few months we decided that the highest madrega to which we could strive was to return exactly to what we were doing before. What a pity. What a travesty that would be. What we've learned about Tzaros, I don't think we can accuse the Ribbono Shel Olam of not doing enough to draw our attention. Let's try to respond appropriately. Let's try to respond by internalizing the lessons. Bamicha v'ha'emidan al shalosh, asos mishpat, v'ahavas chesed. There'll be so many who need our chesed. So many. Really, really need our tzedakah, need our chesed, lives so disrupted. No kemach threatening them, no Torah. And so, in support of that, let's use the resources that we have wisely. Live more modestly. And hopefully then we'll be able to say that those maftechos that were given to us were passed on in an appropriate fashion and reset our communal norms to better reflect the Torah values. Wish everybody a meaningful rest of the Tainus. God willing, tomorrow we'll meet for regular Bikias. We'll try to establish the time. You guys will let me know, maybe just put in the WhatsApp group what the best time is of Bikias. Discuss the Parsha a little bit, particular aspect of the Parsha. And we'll go into Shabbos. And Mir Tzashem, next week, we'll should be able to finish up, close to finishing up the Masechta, which would be a wonderful achievement. And then we'll also take a look at some of the aspects of the Rambam of Zecher LeChurban, which he deals with after the presentation of Tisha B'Av in Hilchos Taniyos, so the Krios, Al Ara Yehuda, Al Harabayis, Yerushalayim, some of those themes we'll talk about as well, an appropriate addendum to our Limud of Hilchos Ben Hamitzarim. Shkoach, everybody.